The group Voces de la Frontera is coordinating some of the marches. Executive Director Christine Newman-Ortiz says government health officials are not recommending the cancellation of any large gatherings, so the marches will take place. Newman-Ortiz says there are several themes this year. One is that giving undocumented workers a path to citizenship would be good for the economy.
Even though a majority of unauthorized workers contribute to the tax base right now, by legalizing them, you bring the rest of folks who are paid in cash or who are off the books, you bring in that tax revenue.
Newman-Ortiz also says legalized immigrants are more likely to buy homes, use the banking system, and create small businesses. She says the federal stimulus package will help create more jobs for new citizens. Though today's marchers are expected to be mainly Latino, some other ethnic groups also plan to take part. Kevin Herr is a leader of Milwaukee's Hmong community. He says the Hmong want a place at the table.
We're still growing, and we want to make sure that any kind of immigration laws or anything that is changing will have our voice in there.
Some African American leaders and the local religious community say they'll also march today. Conservative groups continue to oppose immigration reforms that would allow any shortcuts to becoming a U.S. citizen. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.